And now, Backstage Wife, the story of Mary Noble and what it means to be the wife of a famous star. At the Nobles' home in Rosehaven, Long Island, breakfast this morning was a tempestuous occasion. First, Claudia Vincent, the house guest whom Larry invited to stay with them, read Marty Rufus's Broadway gossip column in the paper and left the room in hysterics. Next, Mary picked up the crumpled paper and read the troublesome item, and her reaction was almost as surprising, for with scarcely a word, she left the room and a few moments later was heard driving the family car rapidly down the road. Even Maud Marlowe, the devoted family friend, raised her eyebrows when she scanned this particular column. And now, Larry is left alone in the dining room, trying to smooth out the paper so he can read it.
What the devil has suddenly hit this house today, anyhow? Because a Broadway columnist writes a silly piece. I'm hanged if I'll stay in here by myself and read this thing. Take my coffee in the living room. Maud! Oh, Maud!
I'm in here, Larry, at the desk.
All right, just stay put for a minute, will you? I can't stand any more bursts of temperament around here. You and I are the actors in this house, and yet it's the others who put on the show. What kind of a switch is that?
Have you seen Marty's column?
Not yet. I want to sit down and be comfortable. Now then, that's better. Now, where is the confounded thing?
Would you like me to find it for you?
I wish you would, Maud, and when you found it, I wish you'd read the thing aloud. At least the part that's thrown this household for a loop this morning.
All right, Larry. You asked for it. This is the lead item.
Go on, read it.
Broadway is beginning to buzz with rumors about Larry Noble's new girlfriend.
What?
Let me finish.
All right, go on.
It must be serious because he's moving heaven and earth to get her into his current play. She's reported to be strikingly beautiful, and her first name is Claudia. Still waters run deep, and we wonder just how long this has been going on. Come out from that family man pose, Larry, old boy. It won't work now.
And that, I hope, is all?
That is all.
Ah, the stupid idiot. Where do you ever get hold of a story like that?
Don't ask me, Larry. But I've always been told that a columnist had to be terribly careful about his material in order to avoid libel suits.
Well, Marty Rufus has got hold of the wrong dope this time.
Good. Then you could make him print a retraction.
I'll do better than that. I'll look him up and I'll beat the daylights out of him.
Oh, that would be just fine, Larry. Then everybody would believe this story.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I guess you're right, Mar. But he's not going to get away with this. Why the devil can't he mind his own business?
Broadway columnists aren't paid to mind their own business, Larry. They're paid to snoop around and find out who is misbehaving. And then write about it.
Yeah. Well, he certainly made a fine mess of this.
Hasn't he, though?
You don't know all of it, Maud. He's absolutely ruined everything.
Well, that's what Claudia said. I wondered at the time what she meant.
Ah, it's a shame about Claudia. Poor kid. She deserved a better break than this.
Why?
Why? Because she's had a bad time for years. Hang it all. This is a mess. No wonder Claudia's hysterical.
What about Mary?
What's Mary got to do with this? It doesn't concern her.
No? Oh, that surprises me, Larry. I thought being your wife, she'd have a right to be concerned when Broadway gossips talk about your beautiful new girlfriend.
Oh, for heaven's sake, Maud. Try to use a little sense, can't you? Don't you see this is bad enough without making it sound worse?
Your tender concern for Claudia at this point leaves me rather cold, if you must know. Since she's made so much trouble already, why don't you just admit that she'd be better off somewhere else? Breaking up some other home, if necessary.
You don't know what you're talking about, Maud. You've got this all wrong. Won't have Marty Rufus breaking Claudia up before she even gets her start. I'm going upstairs and tell her it's all a darn shame.
Maud Marlowe watches Larry Noble start for the stairway, and now she wonders whether Mary's fears about Larry's alleged interest in Claudia were not justified from the start. And a little while later, in the village of Rosehaven, Mary is just coming out of the bank, where she has put her recently acquired securities into her safe deposit box. And as she turns to walk down the street, she hears...
Mary! Oh, Mary, wait a minute, won't you please?
What? Why, Rupert Barlow, I couldn't imagine who it was.
Well, I've been trying to call your attention for almost a block without frightening you to death with the horn. Where are you going?
I just went to the bank. to deposit the papers you brought back to me.
Splendid. And now what?
Now nothing.
Do you mean to say that you haven't a list of shopping a mile long?
Not a single thing, Rupert.
Fine. Then I insist on driving you home.
I'm not going home.
Well, then I'll drive you wherever you are going.
The trouble with that is, I haven't decided where I'm going. All I know is, I'm not going home.
Well, at least that's a start. How did you get down here to the village? Did you walk?
No, I drove our car.
I see. Where is it now?
At the filling station.
This is all very bewildering. You say you aren't going home, and you don't know where you are going. Mary, may I make a suggestion?
Of course.
Why not come along with me? We'll drive out to Montauk Point and look at the ocean.
Well, I don't really think I can do that, Rupert.
Why not? If you have nothing important to do.
I have nothing to do, that's certain.
Well, have you any objection to a few hours in my company?
No. In fact, it sounds very nice.
Good. I'll tell you what, then. You get your car and drive it to your home. I'll follow. And we'll go on from there.
No, never mind about the car.
Oh, won't Larry want it?
Perhaps. I'll leave word with the man at the station. I'll phone Larry and he can walk down and pick it up. It doesn't really matter.
Excellent. Where is this filling station?
It's several blocks down, on the right-hand side.
Well, then get in by all means and let me drive you there. So, this must be my lucky day.
Why?
Finding you here like this, and with time on your hands.
It's nice for me, Rupert. What in the world are you doing here in Rosehaven anyhow?
Well, I had some business to attend to. I was just driving through.
Oh, then I won't change your plans.
Of course you will, Mary. I'm delighted at the chance. You see, I don't want to go back to my house either.
Because of that man who's staying there?
Yes. Oliver Wilson, Julia Dixon's young boyfriend. I can't stand the sight of the fellow, nor the way he swaggers about the place. It's on my nerves so badly that I had to get out. But, lucky for me, I found you. Now my spirits are soaring, and I'm in the best of possible moods. I wish my company could do as much for you.
It does help to meet you, Rupert. You've no idea.
But it doesn't change the fact that you're very blue.
No, not entirely.
I'm sorry, Mary. Of all the people in this world who deserve to be happy, you're the first one.
Oh, I'm sure that isn't true, but I don't see why things must be quite as bad as they are.
Can you tell me about it? Perhaps I could help.
There's no way anyone can help.
Oh. Well, I'm sorry, my dear. Very sorry.
It came as such a shock, and I don't suppose it should have, actually, but it did. Some days now I've seen this thing build up. But I didn't expect it would come to this.
You're speaking of Larry and Claudia Vincent?
Yes. It was in the paper this morning, in Marty Rufus' column.
Yes, I know, my dear. I saw it. I didn't want to say anything because I hoped you'd missed it.
I saw it all right. Plain as day.
Well, you may as well face it, my dear. Sooner or later, you'll have to, at any rate.
Do you know anything about this, Rupert? Is it true? Or is it just a wild rumor?
Mary, my dear, I hate to tell you this. It distresses me more than you know. But it's quite true. I'm afraid that Claudia Vincent has completely captivated your Larry. He can't bear her out of his sight. He takes her everywhere. It's become the talk of the town. It's a wonder it hasn't been mentioned in some column before this.
Mary Noble looks straight ahead as she hears these words, and her worst fears seem justified. We wonder if this will lead to a serious rift in the heretofore happy Noble family. Be sure to be listening Monday to Backstage Wife, the story of Mary Noble and her husband Larry Noble, famous Broadway star.